What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Winter cold and snow for the northern tier of states east of the Rockies. In fact, draw a line, a big arc, from eastern Montana down to Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, including Chicago, and across the southern Great Lakes up the St. Lawrence Seaway, northern New England. That giant arc represents the next leading edge of Arctic cold for tomorrow. Behind that, numerous record cold temperatures. Nothing we can't handle, but maybe not expected 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. Along that arc, rain changing to accumulating snow. And many have already had their first snowfall, but for many others, this will be the first of the new winter season. And that scares me to death. Oh, I remember driving in snow, no problem. Don't do that. And ahead of that arc, more rain, some areas of stronger thunderstorms, with the cold air pressing southward all day long on gusty winds. How far south? Texas coast later tomorrow night, and farther north, pushing into the big cities in the northeast. Yep, that's a lot of people that are going to be fighting the cold. Conversely, warm and dry out west. Potential bad news for our firefighters again later this week. Lots of haze for tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Everyone asks, Corinthian leather.
Hey, John Cole, go back into John's weather report just now and see if you can isolate just that piece where he goes, ah, and then hold it. We'll use it later. There is that piece where John Weatherby goes, ah. See if you can just find that. Well, look at you, Walter M. Sterling, on a Sunday night, live. Now, why don't you dial around, see if you can find another show that's live and interesting. You may be able to find one show that's live. And let me know if it's interesting or if it's just screaming at the Democrats. By the way, how many more years are we going to go on using radio just to scream at the Democrats? How is that fascinating? Because when people say, well, you know, why don't you do a political talk show? The answer is because there are only two answers. How could that possibly be interesting? And they go, well, you know, we need to reach younger demos. We need younger demos.
Dad. That's not how you reach younger demos.
Well, if you keep screaming at the Democrats, all you're going to reach are people who are up there in years. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you want them to spend money, well, that demographic, that older demographic has a lot of money. Yes, but they have to be able to move. Otherwise, they can't spend any money. I don't mean to be harsh, but I'm being pragmatic here, ladies and gentlemen. I am being pragmatic. The number one show on cable right now is The Curse of Oak Island. The Curse of Oak Island. And what is cursed? The gold. And then there was the show The Curse of Civil War Gold. And then the show The Curse of Hitler's Gold. Why is all gold cursed? But the number one show this week on cable on the History Channel is The Curse of Oak Island. It was the season premiere. And Velo Hool has been following The Curse of Oak Island for us continuously, whether it's in repeats or first run. Welcome, Velo Hool. Welcome to the Big Sterling on Sunday broadcast.
Thank you very much, Walter. Amazing time on The Curse of Oak Island.
Please bring us up to date on the activities on The Curse of Oak Island.
Swamp. Looking for the reputed pirate ship. And the diver kept putting up inflatable buoys that looked like, and they tried to establish, they were in a straight line, which was fascinating. They used drones. Drones were set up in the sky as the Leginas eagerly watched.
Well, Velo. You're going to have to walk it way back.
Yes.
Set it up and tell us what the hell you're talking about.
Well, Oak Island, of course, is the home of $500 million worth of gold. And also, that wonderful chalice that Jesus had at the Last Supper. So where is it exactly? Well, originally it was thought to be in the money pit. And as time went on and the search for the money pit continued, they relocated the money pit, and they believe they know where the new site is. But as they've discovered and dug through this island over the last 7-8 seasons, they've come to the determination that the swamp is not what you think it would be. That the swamp, which is a wetland, which many people would say, but it's really sort of a dingy swamp, was a man-made created item. And the swamp was created by the Knights Templar when they buried a ship between two islands. Oak Island was two islands. And they united that island into one. Two became one. A lot like marriage.
And just as swampy.
Vagina.
Just as swampy. Well, now we're getting a picture here, Velo. Now we're getting an update. This is fascinating. I'd like to hear from you. Do you have theories about what is buried on Oak Island? The season premiere took place this week. You're speculating with your friends with beer about what is buried on Oak Island. Here's my number. It's 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Because I'm only on once a week, I'll give it to you once more time. 888-688-9258. There are no bad theories. But I'll share mine with you coming up in just seconds. Welcome. Live on a Sunday night, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Live this weekend where the action is.
Sterling on Sunday, home of the WMCA Good Guys.
Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement, a box of vending machine snacks, because you're working the third shift and they did not refill the machine, which I find shocking. Plus, listen to me carefully. Everybody who calls in tonight gets what you really want most, a free pass to not have to attend some holiday event with your family. This is not a joke. This is a real printed document that says you have a free pass to not go to a family event. It'll be sent to you in real mail with real stamps. Isn't that amazing? Velo Houle, an expert on the curse of Oak Island, shares this time with us tonight on Sterling on Sunday, live. On Sunday night, and if you have questions about the curse of Oak Island, if you have theories about the curse of Oak Island, we want to hear from you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, or for you texters, 888-688-WALT. Now listen, here's what I think is on the curse of Oak Island. Here's what I think is buried in Oak Island. Nothing. I think the gold of Oak Island has been mined by the sales department of the History Channel. I believe that the History Channel has gotten every ounce of gold out of Oak Island in the form of selling it to advertisers. Velo, perhaps you have different theories.
Yeah, I have a big different theory. Number one, they have found coconut fiber underground. Coconuts. This is the North Atlantic. There are no coconuts to be found. Ancient coconut fiber, which is amazing. They've also found rocks, decorative rocks, that have etchings that go back to the time of the Knights Templar with mysterious figures that no one can figure out.
Thomas, you're on Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking about what you believe is buried on Oak Island. I say nothing. Velo Houle feels differently. Thomas, how do you feel?
But you're absolutely correct that there is nothing on Oak Island.
Now, Thomas, isn't it amazing that they've gotten away with this for 7 television seasons?
They would be calling it Gold Island or Grail Island, or maybe even have a pun involved. But there's nothing but a bunch of oak on Oak Island. And they dug up all the oak. They cut down all the oak trees. And it left a swamp. And that's all they're going to find, Walter.
Now, Thomas, do you watch the show?
No, I do not own a TV, so.
You wouldn't be their primary demographic. I would say that their first target is to get people who own TVs. Would you say that's fair?
Probably live in a house, but.
It's so sad. Do you want to guess the mystery voice, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
So no makeup. I wasn't allowed to have a lot of fun. Crimped hair was about it. Maybe a little gloss. When I first got signed, they were having me in clubs in New York. I'm actually from Los Angeles. The music was doing amazing.
Thomas at WSB in Atlanta, who do you think that is?
Well, I know it's not Debbie Gibson, so I'm going to say it's Tiffany.
What'd you say?
Tiffany.
Congratulations, Thomas. Living in a trailer, you are right. It is Tiffany. You are right.
I knew it.
You know, there's one thing that makes everybody happy in your house, and the way to do that is to buy them Tootsie Rolls, America's favorite candy. You know, the unusual thing about Tootsie Rolls is that your whole gang, Dad and the kids, really go for the extra delicious chocolatey taste that you can't find in any other candy. That's the Tootsie Roll taste. And that's what puts Tootsie Rolls in a class by itself. It makes good sense to buy the candy that'll please your whole family, and that's the reason you should put Tootsie Rolls on your shopping list.
Unbelievable. It must feel so good to win that prize, to win that prize.
It
plus, you're
going to
get,
does,
you're gonna get
the
a box.
It's the most amazing achievement of my life.
It is the achievement of your life. I know too much about you already. All right, hold on, Thomas. Hold on. We'll get your mailing address at that secret post office box your mother doesn't know about, all right? All right, so Thomas is going to give James his mailing address, and we will send him a box of snacks that go in a vending machine, because if you're working now, they never refill your vending machine. Everybody who calls in tonight also wins a certificate that says you do not have to participate in family events at the holidays. This is what we all really want. It's a very special show tonight, live, Sterling on Sunday. Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And you and I have the privilege of talking to Velo Houle. Velo Houle, the expert on the curse of Oak Island. Now, Velo, on this episode, the premiere episode of The Curse of Oak Island, what they showed was four grown men, well over the age of 50, in pontoon boats in a swamp that's probably maybe 5 feet deep. And they sent a diver down into the mud, because it isn't clear at any point, to look for a rock. And it turns out the rock's probably, 10 feet long. And he attached a balloon to each part of the rock. And then these
Walter,
balloons floated
an inflatable buoy.
Inflatable buoy. I'm sorry, they're professionals. An inflatable buoy. It popped to the top of the water. And then they took a drone, shot down, and we could see, oh my gosh, that rock is in a straight line and therefore had to be man-made. Is that the conclusion we learned at the first episode?
Absolutely, we learned that. We also learned that Gary Drayton has his magic. He found a Bobby Dazzler.
Okay, we don't know who that is. So let's just
Gary
stick
Drayton,
to what happened. Let's just stick to what happened.
Okay, all right.
He found
Here's
what?
A Bobby Dazzler.
What's that?
He found a silver button. A button that could very well go back to around 1750.
And what would the significance of that be?
That people were on the island in the middle of 1700s. It begins to set the timetable for people exploring. And, of course, the Knights Templar with the Templar Cross they found two seasons ago.
And what would this mean?
It means that very well that things were buried on the island. The island is filled with treasure, coconut fiber. They have found ancient jewels. They have found so many things. They found rocks with mysterious writings on them. Mysterious. So the idea here that this island is just a money-making thing for the History Channel is ignoring all the incredible evidence found by these brave men led by the Laginas.
And you're saying this leads up to the only conclusion. And
yeah.
The only conclusion is what? What's buried on Oak Island? What's buried on Oak Island? What's there?
A half billion dollars with a B, not a million. A half billion dollars of gold and the Holy Grail.
Now, the thing that puzzles me logistically is that one of the brothers who now own the island own an equipment rental company. And every episode, they seem to need to bring in new equipment, which means they are showcasing their equipment that they can rent out. This was on the Curse of Oak Island. All right, that makes that equipment pretty valuable to make it a star. But, you see, 250 years ago, when this gold was allegedly buried, this equipment wasn't there. This equipment did exist. They're burying, they're going down 100 feet, 200 feet, 100 yards, 200 yards. How did they do that 250 years ago?
Well, how'd they build the pyramids? I mean, there's ancient knowledge, and the Knights Templar certainly had that. And the idea that they're finding cut oak logs 200 feet down is testament to the ability of what has occurred on that island. Why would you bury a beautiful log 300 feet down in an island that's cut and quartered and set up? It's done mainly to hide the incredible treasure.
888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-9258. The Curse of Oak Island, the number one show on cable this week. The Curse of Oak Island premiered, debuted for the season this past week. Number one show. Vilo Houle, our guest on the phone, an expert on The Curse of Oak Island. And me, Walter Sterling, who says there is nothing under that island. There is nothing. I'm from Jersey. I'm telling you, I've seen cons before. There's nothing there. 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, we have a brand new The Usual Edition. We have hidden microphones in a drive-through brew. We're going to hear about the management challenges in the drive-through brew where, you ready? The handsome young drive-through brew guy is being hit on by the women driving through the brew who want him to put things in their trunk. And he's offended. How management deals with this, we will review. Plus, the scandal revealed by, you'll know I've done the show a while. I have never mentioned the New York Times. But this week, the New York Times revealed the scandal that we cannot ignore. We cannot ignore. And you and I right now are talking to Vilo Houle. So in a few seconds, Vilo, sum up exactly what happened this week on the Curse of Oak Island.
They found personal man-made thing in the swamp. They had diving. They found a Bobby Dazzler with the metal detector. And Alex Lagina stood stoically watching it all.
Wow. Well, Vilo, it is a great honor to have you on this show because, you know, I am very allergic to experts. Anybody challenging anything I know, I find offensive on many levels. But you're the best. Thank you very much, Vilo Houle. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. Coming up, I have John Weatherby, complete national weather for you coming up in just seconds. The Usual Edition, life at the drive-through brew. This is a huge, giant show, and a scandal revealed by, oh my God, the New York Times.
New winter storm pushing eastward during the first part of the week. Farther to the south, WSB Atlanta is even watching a wintry threat for the northwest Georgia mountains. Not expected. Setup is all wrong.
but we could get some icing in many places south of the Mason-Dixon line this time. And the good news, that will be it in terms of precipitation for the entire work week. By Tuesday, the front is along the eastern seaboard, pushing off into the Atlantic. Here's the bad news, though. The coldest air of the season follows this front, below zero to the north. Below freezing all the way into Dixie Tuesday night into Wednesday. And that cold high pressure midweek will take most of the rest of the week to moderate. In fact, several computer models are now trying to organize a storm next weekend, built on the Arctic cold snap and new tropical moisture pushing into the southeast Saturday and Sunday. Wow, we'll be watching that. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night long on Sterling on Sunday.
Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, this is Public Radio's election special. We have team coverage of election night around the country from stations that have paid their public radio network dues. First to Enid, Oklahoma, and blind coverage from Jim Sparky O'Toole.
In Enid, the polling location is in America's last video store. Imagine, people used to come to a store, pick up a videotape, take it home, forget to watch it, and then forget to bring it back, and have their credit destroyed with penalty late fees. Then those fees were used to build a hockey stadium in Miami. No, really. For commentary on videotape late fees, we explore the back paths of Morocco with a native person.
This edition of The Usual Edition is funded by the United Farming Workers and by HR departments across America and by corporate lawyers who are right now holding a convention to make your world smaller and smaller. Don't Call Me Mary, and by gentle listeners who are confused like you.
Our election coverage continues with our stereotypical amusing coverage of the polling place that serves one registered voter. Public Radio loves this sort of side glance award winner.
Hi, welcome. I'm Mira, and today we're going to talk about voter registration. Are you feeling the burn? We certainly are, and we want to talk about registering new voters today and helping other people update their information. Why is it important to register people to vote? Well, first of all, Bernie polls amazingly well with young people, and young new voters are a target for us right now. We want to make sure we register as many new voters as possible. That includes people like college freshmen, away from home and at school, people in community colleges, seniors in high school who will be turning 18 by Election Day, and anybody else who maybe hasn't registered to vote before of any age that is ready to engage with democracy because Bernie Sanders is motivating them.
Forgive me, that's the wrong report, but it's the only one in our public radio files. Sigh. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Fantastic work by James Copeland, the brilliant James Copeland, who pulled that together for us. For reasons I don't know. He lives in an RV. Bill, listening to Sterling on Sunday, welcome to the big show at 888-688-9258. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Walt? This is a fascinating show. I've been watching it for the last 7 years. The fact of the matter is, the name The Curse, hence The Curse, they say seven men have to die, only six have. So who knows what's going to happen this time. But what it is what they believe is down there is the gold menorah from the temple in Jerusalem, the staff of Aaron, the five pomegranates from the temple, the first five books of the Bible written in the hand of Moses, the Holy Grail, and 12 of Shakespeare's lost manuscripts. I think they already found it all. We just don't know yet. But if you notice all the government vehicles from Canada that are there and the U.S., you even have Vatican government officials there.
I think that they found what's ever there maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I agree with you. And they have a production challenge of how to stretch it out. Just like if they're covering the World Series, the last thing they want is for it to end at Game 5. That's the worst thing that can happen for a television network.
Those commercials.
They'll lose all those commercials. So I agree with you. I also, what they seem to always forget to mention, is those two brothers own the island. They own the island.
Yeah, they bought the right.
They bought the island. And so that'll be an interesting legal display. But I don't think... Just think about the logistics of gathering all the things you said into one spot 250 years ago.
Well, when when the Pope was going after the knights and he was chopping all their heads off, he knew that they were running with it. So it all happened before 1395, somewhere around there. So if it happened around about that time, Columbus didn't even get money from the Queen of Spain yet to come over here. So they're not only looking for it, but they want to change American history.
That's true. Now, the logistic question I have is, if they need this equipment to get down to it, how did they dig it that deep 250 years ago?
I believe they had slaves from the Middle East because they found a piece of bone and they did DNA tests on both pieces.
Oh, right.
One was Caucasian and the other one was from Middle East.
That's
so they had
right.
a lot of labor had, moving those
they had
stones.
Middle Eastern DNA bones down there, human bones. You're right, Bill.
Think
what else
it,
you got?
Man.
What
I mean,
else
this,
you got? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. What else you got?
That's about it. I'm waiting for the next show, really.
All right, so I want you to guess the mystery voice. We have a new mystery voice. You could win a prize announcement, and you could win a box of snacks that belong in a vending machine at midnight. You ready?
Go for it.
The question is, I think we're in a race against time, and I think that... the question is, can we hold the line long enough until the younger people get there? I'm not sure that we can. I have no assurances.
Who do you think that is, Bill?
I have no idea, Walt.
Bill, you know, you're a good listener, and I appreciate your call. It's a good, smart call. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday, a giant, fastest-growing network radio show at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Now to continue the most thrilling continuing saga that we have ever presented. My roommate from college, Jerry D, is going to share with us an update about what happened to him last week. Last week, he found a snake in his house, not figuratively, an actual snake. What to do? We're going to find out if the snake showed up again this week. Hey, this is premium radio. What do you expect on a Sunday night? This is Sterling on Sunday. Okay, wouldn't it be great if the post office was in your office, on your desk? Now it can be with Stamps.com. Everything you do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Buy stamps for 5 cents off. Get priority mail for up to 40% off. Every single thing you do at the post office, now you can finally do at Stamps.com. That means that if you're working the third shift, you got a home business, instead of having to go to the post office, all you have to do is go online to stamps.com. There's a special offer for Sterling on Sunday people. Yes, Sterling on Sunday people. Go to stamps.com, stamps.com, promo code Walter. Subscribe. No long commitments, no fancy contracts. It's just a tremendous service and saves you the trouble of going to the post office. Now the post office is your office. Stamps.com, promo code Walter.
Doesn't fit in? That's why Sterling on Sunday is successful.
I love forhymns.com/Walter. Forhymns.com/Walter. For Hymns is a website of products for men, just for men. Hand and body lotion that smells fantastic and works on a man's skin. Plus, they have hair products that'll help refurbish your hair. And when all of that happens, you want to go on a date, or you want to make love to your wife or significant other. Finally, you can, on demand, with the little blue pill. Too expensive? No more. Now it's a generic drug. How do you get it? You get it at forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. You can try Hims today by starting out for a free online visit. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Sterling on Sunday.
A Hong Kong businessman has set a new record for the city when he sold a coveted downtown parking space for a total of $969,000. In Hong Kong, a man sold his parking space for $969,000. He beat out a price of $760,000 shelled out in 2018 for a parking space in front of a luxury apartment building. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost as expensive as New York City. There's a very interesting phenomena in New York City where you will hear New Yorkers say, well, you know, it's expensive to live here, but you don't need a car. And they say that as though they're champions of public transportation. New Yorkers say it as though they're championing buses and subways and trains. No, that's not it. No human being can afford parking in New York City. They cannot afford the insurance on a car in New York City or the gas in New York City. I was in New York City this week for the National Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which I'll tell you about coming up in just seconds. But I have to tell you that the gas was $4.63 a gallon. I left the city via Harlem, a bus on 125th Street in Harlem to take me right to LaGuardia Airport. Oh, I got to tell you about that, too. And you know what? Gee, in Harlem, the gas was $2.23, like in normal land. But in the middle of Manhattan, it was $4.63 a gallon. But wait, there's more. To park a car in Manhattan, in a okay neighborhood, in an okay garage, you're going to pay a monthly parking fee of at least $500 a month. And here's the best part. If you get a monthly parking space in Manhattan, like I'm sure in Hong Kong and San Francisco, there are wacky rules. Yeah, it's your space, but not really. You're paying the monthly on it, but none of your friends can use it. None of your friends can use it. No substitutions. It's like baby formula. No substitutions. I'm dying. But really, it's insanely expensive. Anybody who has a car in Manhattan is crazy. Just crazy talk. Oh, yeah, I have a car so I can drive out to Costco in Jersey and save money. Really, that's the wacky thinking you'll hear. Here's my friend Jerry, who has a snake in his house. Last week, we tried to help Jerry solve the snake problem in his house. And the snake slithered under. Where did it slither last week, Jerry? Where did it go? Punch him up anytime, guys. Where did the snake go? Hi.
Well, I saw the snake twice more after we talked last time.
Wait, stop. Where did it go last week? Please fill us in on what happened at the end of last week.
Yes, I'm sorry. Last time I had seen it was in the kitchen. It crawled under the washing machine.
Under the washing machine, and after it crawled under the washing machine in your apartment, the snake, when did you see it again?
I think the next day, possibly the morning after I talked to you, or maybe the day after that.
And where was it the next time?
Well, here's what happened. I got up, it was kind of early, kind of dark in the kitchen. I walked out and I said, oh my gosh, it's on the kitchen table. And I freaked out. I said, I'll never be able to eat off the table again. And I got closer. Walter, it wasn't the snake. It was the coiled cord to my telephone, which is black and looked like the snake. And the problem was I was so freaked out thinking about the snake that I was seeing snakes everywhere. Anything that was long and narrow, I thought was a snake, you know.
But all right, that now, Jerry is a very civilized man, lives in a civilized situation. He needs to know how to get rid of the snake. Let's help him. Here's my number. It's 888-688-9258. We're not going to have any telephone problems this week. Last week, we had mechanical issues. Jerry needs help. How should he get rid of the snake in his house? I am live on a Sunday night. Let's help Jerry. Here's the phone number. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Now, Jerry, what happened next with the snake? Tell us the story.
Yes, well, after that, that was a false alarm. Maybe the next day, I was beginning to feel comfortable again, and I saw the snake for real crawling across my living room carpet, and all spread out. And the funny thing was, Walter, my dog, Rudy, my little beagle, was on the sofa, and he was looking alternately at the snake and at me, and the expression on his face was priceless. And it said, "Is that what I think it is, and what are you going to do about it, Jerry?" And the answer was, I was going to do nothing about it because, as usual, I was a coward. Now, the snake crawled under a bookcase in the living room, and for about a tenth of a second, I thought, well, I'll just move the bookcase and chase the snake out the door, but I gave up on that thought and said, oh, that's fine, just let it stay under the bookcase. So that's what I did, and maybe another day or two went by. I hadn't seen the snake. I didn't know where it was. And I came into the kitchen. Again, it was early, and it was awful. I saw the snake for real. It was disgusting. It was coiled up around the power cord to my vacuum cleaner. I have a little handheld vacuum cleaner. It was in the corner of the kitchen, and the snake was coiled around the cord, which was actually plugged into the socket. And most of the snake was sitting on top of the plug. And I thought, oh, interesting, maybe it will electrocute itself. But yes, that didn't happen. The snake crawled down from the cord. I put up kind of like a little barrier wall of mothballs. They're actually called moth cakes. Remember, JD called in from Atlanta last week, and he said, get mothballs, snakes hate the smell. So I created this little barrier so the snake could only crawl toward the back door of the kitchen, and he was doing just that, and I opened the door, even though it was freezing cold out, and the snake was getting closer and closer to the door, and I thought, this is wonderful. But Walter, there was an air conditioning vent in the floor between the snake and the door, and the snake slithered into the air conditioning vent and went out of sight and slithered down that hole faster than Santa Claus comes down a chimney. And that is the last time I saw the snake.
Mitch in Philadelphia, how should Jerry get rid of the snake? Mitch, hi. How should Jerry get rid of the snake?
Well, you take a bucket, a normal, everyday house bucket, plastic or otherwise, and you put it somewhere where it's, you put some food in there for it. Snakes like meat. They like various things. You put a board on the bucket, so it allows the snake to crawl up into the bucket, fall in to eat the meat, and they can't get out.
Wow. Oh. Did you ever have a snake in your house there, Mitch?
I had one about 10 years ago, I brought my planters into the garage for the winter so they wouldn't be out in the snow, and one of them had crawled up into a planter, and it was so I had to capture it. So I figured out, give it a food source, a place where it could go and get trapped.
Well, it's very similar to my roommates. I appreciate that very much, Mitch. Thank you for listening to WPHD. Jerry, next week, will you give us another update?
I sure will, Walter. I never knew that it would take a snake to give my radio career a boost like that. And being on,
don't push your luck.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Winter cold and snow for the northern tier of states east of the Rockies. In fact, draw a line, a big arc, from eastern Montana down to Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, including Chicago, and across the southern Great Lakes up the St. Lawrence Seaway, northern New England. That giant arc represents the next leading edge of Arctic cold for tomorrow. Behind that, numerous record cold temperatures. Nothing we can't handle, but maybe not expected 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. Along that arc, rain changing to accumulating snow. And many have already had their first snowfall, but for many others, this will be the first of the new winter season. And that scares me to death. Oh, I remember driving in snow, no problem. Don't do that. And ahead of that arc, more rain, some areas of stronger thunderstorms, with the cold air pressing southward all day long on gusty winds. How far south? Texas coast later tomorrow night, and farther north, pushing into the big cities in the northeast. Yep, that's a lot of people that are going to be fighting the cold. Conversely, warm and dry out west. Potential bad news for our firefighters again later this week. Lots of haze for tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT.
Subliminal.
888-688-WALT. Any times you call in tonight, you could win a prize announcement, a box of snacks that go into a vending machine late at night. Because no matter who you work for, they do not fill up the vending machines on the weekends going into the third shift. They just don't, because they're selfish and they're drunk. And here's the best part. Everybody who calls in tonight wins a free pass to get out of some family obligation between now and the end of the year. It's an actual document from Sterling on Sunday that says you don't have to participate in that event. Oh, my gosh. We're on KFBK. KFBK, run by Bill White. Bill White is one of those program directors like Terry Francona, respected by other managers to a whole different level. Other program directors respect him to a whole different level. Pete Spriggs at WSB looks up to Bill White. And therefore, tomorrow night, for the Pat Walsh Show, from 7 to 10 at night. Is that right? Did I do my math right? Yes. 7 to 10 at night, Pacific time in Sacramento, I will be filling in for Pat Walsh. You have no idea what the pressure is, because all I want to do is do this full time. And I keep filling in, and I keep tuning into different radio stations, and what do I hear? Crap! I hear the same crap! I'm like, I have a whole different pile of crap that I could bring to the station. They should say, you know, Walter, why don't you work with us full-time? Here's the funny thing, and here's the weirdest thing. People who work in radio, they all want the same thing. They all want to be on in morning drive. To me, that's a vision of hell. The last thing in the world I want to be is on in morning drive. I have no interest in being on in morning drive. I want to be on all night. This is the time of day to be on the radio. Because you and I are together, we're alone. I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. You're 14 inches away from the speaker. It's a level of intimacy no other medium provides, and therefore no other medium is as effective at selling products, as selling ideas, raising funds for charity. Between now and the end of the year, most radio stations are going to raise money for charity. Do you see any TV stations or newspapers doing that? If they do, it's sad, it's kind of loser, it's pathetic, and God bless them for raising the money, but it'll be a tenth of what radio stations raise. It's true. I was at this bizarre event this really interesting event I have to tell you about. I was at the, and then, I've got, well, let me set up the show. Let me set up what else we have to talk about tonight. We have the usual edition. We have Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. We have Heartland Headlines. Heartland Headlines. This is material you just don't hear on other programs. What else have I got? I have the most stunning story ever. Ran in a couple of newspapers this week. I can't believe it. It is the most unbelievable story about inappropriate touching. Inappropriate touching. Inappropriate touching. ASMR. You won't believe this story. Liberal you are, no matter how Me Too you are, no matter how right on you are, you will go, what? You go, what? It's a great deal we have to deal with tonight. What is it that I'm supposed to look at here? All right, so I went to the National Radio Hall of Fame event in New York City this week. The National Radio Hall of Fame. Let me just look for one more thing so I don't screw this up. Yeah, so I go to the National Radio Hall of Fame. And every year they induct very few people into the National Radio Hall of Fame. There are people in there you would expect, like Gene Shepard and Robert W. Morgan and Ibis in the Morning. You'd expect it. But in this room of 400 people, the one thing every person has in common is they're all certain they should be in the National Radio Hall of Fame. But they only let in 80 a year. This year it was John Tesh, Dr. Ruth, Hollywood Hamilton, Ryan Seacrest, Kevin and the Bean, Joe Madison, a great talent, and some others. I know I'm terrible. I'm just terrible. Most importantly, it was a lovely dinner for me. That's what I cared about. However, at this one point in the evening, there was an amazing moment when John Tesh got up to speak. And what John Tesh said was kind of surprising. And I'll share it with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. Here's the phone number. Let's put it in our phones together. Are you ready? 866-569-4711. No, let's put it in the phone together. Oh, by the way, don't call it. 866-569-4711. When an announcer says, it's time to, here's your phone number, call immediately. No, I don't want you to call it. Don't call that number. Put it in your phone. We're going to call it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but not right now. Not right now. I'll tell you why in just seconds. You have a mortgage. Probably at this time of night, you're a little worried about that mortgage. Am I going to make the payment? Again, why did I agree to that mortgage? It's a little too much. Man, that mortgage is a killer. Well, odds are you could get a better mortgage right now, because two or three or four years ago, you made a great deal for that mortgage. But interest rates have gone down. Overall expenses of mortgages have gone down. And why not take advantage of that? You could pick up $500, $1,000, maybe even more than that every month in a lower mortgage rate. Where? From American Financing. American Financing is a mortgage banker. That's what they specialize in. That's it. They know the market. They know the best mortgages. Then they carry every type of mortgage. Long, 10-minute phone call. Call the number I gave you at your convenience and talk to a mortgage professional, not somebody trying to sell you a new mortgage. The person you're going to talk to is salaried. Whether you take a new mortgage or not, they get paid the same. They're not some sleazy commission salesman. They're not selling jewelry on the street. No. These are mortgage experts, professionals. They'll go over your situation, the deal with your current mortgage, your house, and come up with a plan for you that makes sense. And then you can decide if it's right for you or not. Professionals. And they carry every type of mortgage, whatever type of mortgage you want. But here's the thing that caught my attention. Here's what I think is the best thing about an American Financing mortgage. You don't have to restart your mortgage. You do not have to restart your mortgage. You can get a new mortgage without restarting your mortgage. Lower interest, lower terms, much better deal. Call them, not now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Call them at 866-569-4711. 866-569-4711. Why not get the information? Just get the information to see how much your mortgage could go down. Imagine not having to spend as much money on your mortgage each month. Would that be great? Don't you deserve that? Of course you do. That's American Financing. 866-569-4711. American Financing, NMLS 182334.mlsconsumeraccess.org.
Going back to the mid-70s this week on Heartland Headlines, a tribute to WMAD, Madison, Wisconsin.
News.
Heartland Headlines News for Sunday, November 10th, James Copeland reporting. A change at a Kansas City coffee bar is, for some reason, making news. Aptly named Oddly Correct Coffee Bar will stop providing single-use to-go cups. According to director Mike Schroeder, they'll be putting the coffee into reusable glass jars and charging an extra buck. He says the joint is making the change for environmental reasons, saying each of the 25 billion paper cups used across the nation each year can take almost 30 years to fully decompose. Interestingly enough, scientists estimate that one glass jar takes about 1 million years to decompose.
House for the price of a VCR.
Now, you could buy a house for the price of a VCR, at least if you were a county treasurer in Michigan. Former Michigan resident Yuri Raffaelli failed to pay the remaining $8.41 he owed on a house in Southfield, which is roughly 15 miles north of Detroit. That oversight allowed the local county treasurer to foreclose on the house in 2014 and sell it, according to documents before the state Supreme Court this past week. It's allowed thanks to a 1999 Michigan law aimed at reducing blight in the state. Time will tell how both sides settle up in court. And now Heartland Headlines presents
Headlines of Tomorrow.
November 2029, 10 years from now. The annual Christmas Music Battle is in its first week after the release of this year's banned songs, including Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer for ageism, We Three Kings of Orient Are for cultural appropriation, and White Christmas for the obvious. November 2034, 15 years from now. The Museum of Retail opened today in Chicago, Illinois. Visitors could reenact the golden days while pushing shopping carts and punching cash registers. The museum's docents were not the most friendly or knowledgeable, but everything did make a lot more sense when someone discovered that the building was, in fact, a long-forgotten Sears. That's Headlines of the Future here on Heartland Headlines. Questions or comments, you can always email heartlandheadlines@gmail.com. From Wichita, Kansas, I'm James Copeland.
On the ball with WMAD.
888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. Sterling on Sunday. This show is live. Other shows on the radio at this time are embarrassments. They're not live. You know what? There's one that airs usually at this time on some radio stations, some fairly big radio stations, that is a recording of a television show that was aired Sunday morning, put together Thursday, scripted Friday, pre-recorded Saturday, and then aired late Sunday night on radio, audio of a TV show. The audio of TV is never good on the radio. It usually includes phrases like, let's watch these melting streams. That's never good. Let's watch these melting streams. Not good. I've got a lot of stories for you. I have an amazing story about a murderer who died in a hospital. I have also a stunning story about a woman who sued her husband because she found out he was gay after they were married. And what the court did about that is amazing. Frankly, amazing. I went to the National Radio Hall of Fame event on Friday night in New York City at Gotham Hall. And the great thing about the National Radio Hall of Fame, and I guess about all awards ceremonies for every industry, is that everybody in the audience think they should be in the Hall of Fame. Everybody in the audience for the National Radio Hall of Fame assume that they should be in the National Radio Hall of Fame. But they only put in eight a year. And, you know, you have to have done something. mostly tenure or some extraordinary skill. Like Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Dr. Ruth Westheimer was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame this year, and I'm delighted. She's 91 and a half. And Dr. Ruth was put on the air for the first time by me at WYNY in New York City in 1980. And I was the executive vice president in charge of the NBC-owned FM radio stations. The general manager was Dan Griffin, and he put Dr. Ruth on the air. Then her role was expanded, and she became Dr. Ruth. And a few weeks later, she was on the cover of People, represented by William Morris, and became Dr. Ruth. Betty Elam, the public affairs director of the radio station, is the woman who found her. Mitch Lebby, a talk show host, had her on as a guest, and then it rolled on from there. But I was the big boss, and I say that for a public record reason that we will just let go at that. But John Tesh was there. John Tesh was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. People think of him for his television work, which was significant, but for about 20-plus years, he's done multiple radio shows. And his partner in crime, on the air and off, is Connie Selica. Connie Selica, this insanely beautiful actress.
You know, we just finished the show Wednesday, and when I'm shooting a schedule like that, there's not much time to work out. You kind of grab it when you can. When you have a late call, you go in and work out. When you get off early, you go in and work out, but it's not easy to work out every day.
The person being inducted gets to choose who inducts them, and John Tesh chose Connie Selica. I want my wife to induct me. She's my partner. She's my partner in life. She's my partner on the radio. We make the show together. Terrific. Besides, you got to understand, those of us in radio never get near anybody as beautiful as Connie Selica. It's a radio fact. You're in television, you have incredibly attractive partners, man or woman. You have an attractive partner. You're in movies, you have an incredibly attractive partner. You're in radio, girls don't talk to you. You're a guy in radio, girls don't talk to you. And you don't know how to talk to girls. I'm telling you. Every single guy in radio looks like he bought those pants at Kmart on sale because they were too small. And where his primary source of dietary food is the barter that the station has with Pizza Hut. Men in radio just don't know any girls. Therefore, to see Connie Selica in a stunning ball gown, to see Connie Selica in makeup, in front of everybody, making a speech, we were honored. We were thrilled to be able to see Connie Selica, much less have her speak to us, and to induct John Tesh.
When it comes to metabolism, it's no secret that men have a slight advantage over women because men, first of all, have 27 pounds more muscle than women on average.
And then the weirdest thing happened. She inducts John Tesh, her husband, a man we respect. We respect for his tenure in radio, his talent in radio, so much so that we voted him into the National Radio Hall of Fame. It's not a shoe-in situation. These are legitimate votes by a legitimate accounting firm. Check them out. And Connie gave a beautiful speech welcoming her husband into the National Radio Hall of Fame, which I would play for you, but I can't get the audio yet. I'll play it next week. But it's timely. It's not timely, but we'll make it timely. And John gets up, and this was so weird. John gets up and he tells a little family history and then says, therefore, I am deeply disappointed. I am very sad that you have insulted my wife. I'm like, what? I mean, insulted your wife. We're all sitting there thrilled to be looking at Connie Selica. We're so happy, John, that you married Connie Selica. We finally get to meet somebody that beautiful. I can't believe that you've insulted my wife. My wife, who did this wonderful thing. I could not be more angry that you have insulted my wife. And then he takes the award and sits down. And at first, we thought he was joking. And maybe he was. Maybe he was. But the impression I got was that John Tesh, first of all, is not a big joker. And secondly, that John Tesh really thought we had somehow insulted his wife. And I haven't figured it out yet, and I can't get an official type to give me an answer to what the issue was. Maybe a couple guys catcalled, and Tesh thought that that was an insult. But it was not exactly a crowd watching the Giants or the Cubs. It was a dignified, grown-up crowd of people who were thrilled to be indoors and eating a meal. And then I thought, well, maybe it's because music played and we sort of encouraged her to be done. But that was done for everybody. She was not the first speaker. She was by far not the first speaker. And she was certainly not the first one to be played off. I don't see how being played off in show business would offend anybody in show business. They've all been paid off. I don't know what the issue was. But John Tesh is saying, you've offended me. Like, John, we really respect you. We really respect your wife. And I just found it a little bizarre.
You know, we just finished the show Wednesday. And when I'm shooting a schedule like that, there's not much time to work out. You kind of grab it when you can. When you have a late call, you go in and work out. When you get off early, you go in and work out. But it's not easy to work out every day.
Let's do a Sterling snap. This is the time where you take that overpriced phone you've got and take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. That way I get to see what you're looking at, and I'll post it on Facebook probably on Tuesday, maybe sooner. That enables everybody who listens to the show to see what you're looking at, and we have this deep and profound communal spiritual experience. Isn't that wonderful? Send me a Sterling snap right now, what you're looking at. If you're driving, stop, pull over. Don't do it while you're driving. Send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. 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 And I'll post it in by Tuesday.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hi!
And now, this week's terrible joke. From Judy in Dallas.
All right, Judy in Dallas, what's the terrible joke?
Well, Walter, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And so I have a Veterans Day joke for you. Okay, the six-year-old boy, he walks into his church. In the foyer, he sees a plaque with all these names on it, with a little flag by him. And so he asks the pastor, what is it for? What does it mean? And his pastor, he says, well, this is a memorial to all the men and women who died in service. And the little boy looks worried. He says, is that the 8:30? 11 o'clock service.
Starting tomorrow, new winter storm pushing eastward during the first part of the week. Farther to the south, WSB Atlanta is even watching a wintry threat for the northwest Georgia mountains. Not expected. Setup is all wrong. But we could get some icing in many places south of the Mason-Dixon line this time. And the good news, that will be it in terms of precipitation for the entire work week. By Tuesday, the front is along the eastern seaboard, pushing off into the Atlantic. Here's the bad news, though. The coldest air of the season follows this front. Below zero to the north. Below freezing all the way into Dixie Tuesday night into Wednesday. And that cold high pressure midweek will take most of the rest of the week to moderate. In fact, several computer models are now trying to organize a storm next weekend, built on the Arctic cold snap and new tropical moisture, pushing into the southeast Saturday and Sunday. Wow, we'll be watching that. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night long on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm for life in the drive-thru brew. America's only daytime drama dedicated to filling your trunk when you want beer. Last time, General Handyman Jake was worried that customers were focused on his appearance rather than his career goals. Let's drive in and hear what's going on when Manager Matt says,
I'm sorry, you're having trouble with women customers admiring your exposed 8-pack? Let's watch a sensitivity training film to show you how to handle inappropriate behavior the right way. It will certainly cover us with legal. Let's watch this film.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Marvin Candle, and this is the orientation film for Station 3 of the Formula Initiative. In a moment, you'll be given a simple set of instructions for how you and your partner will fulfill the responsibilities associated with the station. But first, a little history. The Dharma Initiative was created in 1970 and is the brainchild of Gerald and Karen DeGroot, two doctoral candidates at the University of Michigan, following in the footsteps of visionaries such as B.F. Skinner. Imagine a large-scale communal research compound where scientists and freethinkers from around the globe could pursue research in meteorology, psychology, parapsychology, zoology, electromagnetism, and utopian social exclusive Danish industrialist and munitions magnate Alvar Hanso, whose financial backing made their dream of a multipurpose social science research facility a reality.
Well, that certainly should make it clearer exactly how to cope with inappropriate behavior at the drive-through brew.
Well, you could have fooled me. Next time.
No, Emily. Not that 8-pack.
That's next time at Life at the Drive-Thru. Word Car speaking for Sterling Sabo Productions.
All right, it's Subliminal. 38 past the hour. 38 Download past the hour with Walter M. Sterling.
Now at Apple
this
iTunes.
Is the best time of day for me to be on
Subliminal.
The radio. This is the time
Download
of day
the Midnight Misfits
to be on radio
podcast now
because
at
it's
Apple
just
iTunes.
You and me in the 18-wheeler.
Subliminal.
The car ride coming home.
Download
a long
the Midnight Misfits
maybe
podcast
tomorrow
now
off. I hope you do.
At Apple iTunes.
It's magic. It's just us. There's the speaker. Here's the microphone. It's just us. There aren't all of these day people around. All of these day people. You know what day people like to do? They like to fill out forms. They like you to fill out forms. And would you fill out this form, please? None of us who work at this time has it ever occurred to us to fill out a form, has it? No, we just do our job. And then we go home. We don't make up extra things to do because we have plenty to do. We're fine. We don't need extra forms. They're day people. And they're midnight misfits. And you are a midnight misfit. You don't fit in. Nobody who listens to the radio at this time is normal. Normal people are either A, asleep, B, finishing dinner on the West Coast and going home, or C, not listening to the radio. It's just us. We don't fit in. We're not normal. The great thing about people who work the third shift or people who stay up late is that we're the ones who come up with the ideas. We're the ones who do things differently. We try stuff. We have the courage to try new things. Well, most people aren't like that. Most people just, you know, please don't cause any problems here. Just don't cause any problems. You know, at Amazon, in the fulfillment houses, in the warehouses, you know, they have these wacky things where they do training. Part of their training, if you're in a fulfillment house for Amazon, is how to work alongside the robots. Because the robots are moving around. It's not like a General Motors assembly line where the robots stay in one place. No, in Amazon, they're moving around like people. They have to learn to work alongside the robots. They also give Amazon workers in the warehouses time to get used to the pain medications. They take pain medications to deal with the fact that their muscles are being used in new ways for 8 hours. And some of these people are 75, 80, 85 years old that need work, that are migratory workers that go from place to place to get seasonal work. I saw a sign at my local Amazon warehouse. There was a sign in the, not a sign, a an ad that said, no, where was it? Yeah, it was on the radio. An ad on the radio that said, jobs now for the holiday at Amazon, at the workplace, at the warehouse, whatever they call it. No experience necessary, no CV necessary, no interview necessary. Just come and you're employed. Wow. Can you imagine? That's insane. There's a big scandal, a big inappropriate touching scandal, the likes of which my wife and I, we were like, really? This is what it's come to, huh? I will share that with you coming up in seconds. Plus, tonight I will share a new coded message that you can only decode with a Midnight Misfit decoder card. Therefore, I suggest you get it now. I will give you the new message in 22 minutes. You go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. Click on the Midnight Misfit tab, and you will be able to download for free and print out right now a Midnight Misfit membership card. It's spectacular. Everything we do here is incredible. This is Sterling on Sunday. Okay, wouldn't it be great if the post office was in your office, on your desk? Now it can be with Stamps.com. Everything you do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Buy stamps for 5 cents off. Get priority mail for up to 40% off. Every single thing you do at the post office, now you can finally do at Stamps.com. That means that if you're working the third shift, you got a home business, instead of having to go to the post office, all you have to do is go online to stamps.com. There's a special offer for Sterling on Sunday people. Yes, Sterling on Sunday people. Go to stamps.com, stamps.com, promo code Walter. Subscribe. No long commitments, no fancy contracts. It's just a tremendous service and saves you the trouble of going to the post office. Now the post office is your office. Stamps.com, promo code Walter.
Doesn't fit in? That's why Sterling on Sunday is successful.
I love forhymns.com/Walter. Forhymns.com/Walter. For Hymns is a website of products for men, just for men. Hand and body lotion that smells fantastic and works on a man's skin. Plus, they have hair products that'll help refurbish your hair. And when all of that happens, you want to go on a date, or you want to make love to your wife or significant other. Finally, you can on demand with the little blue pill. Too expensive? No more. Now it's a generic drug. How do you get it? You get it at forhymns.com/Walter. Forhymns.com/Walter. You can try Hymns today by starting out for a free online visit. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm the voice they could afford.
I'm looking at these Instagram photos and these Instagram photos. What's the other one I'm supposed to look at? Instagram and, Pinterest. And Facebook, and I have a new goal. I want to become eye candy. I think it's a fair goal. There are apparently people who make money just by being attractive. They put up their photos, and they're known as Instagram guys, Instagram girls. That's all they do. I know about influencers. This is different. They're not influencing anything. These are people who are, what do they call them? Inspirations. Yes. Instagram inspirations. Pinterest inspirations. That's my new goal. I want to be an inspiration. I want to be a... I want to be eye candy. When do I get to be eye candy? When you're blind, is that when I get to be eye candy? Well... apparently, there's a new touching problem. There's a new inappropriate behavior problem. Did I ever tell you that I took yoga? I took yoga. Now, I have to preface this story with the fact that I have flat feet. When you have flat feet, the world is a very different place. You go hiking. You go hiking if you have normal feet. At the end of maybe 5 miles, you're exhausted. If you have flat feet, at the end of 50 feet, you're exhausted. In gym, if you have to climb the rope, parallel bars, running, anything that you could do, you know, for an hour of gym class, it would be no problem. For me, 5 minutes, exhausted. On top of that, I have a thing called an accessory navicular. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. Repeat after me. En français. Accessory navicular. Accessory navicular. That means I have an extra bone in each foot. And that extra bone keeps it flat. I could have had surgery, but bone surgery never seems like a good idea. Just seems like the worst idea. And I'll tell you, those two extra bones in my feet have defined my life. But they absolutely would have kept me out of the Army if there was a draft. Those would keep me out of the Army. Okay, I decide at some point that I'm going to blend my spiritual life with my physical life and going to the gym by going to yoga. And yoga seemed pretty cool. I'd go on the loft floor, the second floor of a building. There would be these scented candles, dim lights, a very attractive yoga instructor. All yoga instructors are very attractive. And for $14 an hour, I would have this spiritual experience where I'd get in shape, limber up, and be happier. One of the things they do in yoga, depending on the type, I guess, is there's a lot of touching of both other people and of the instructor touching you. And it's a correction. It's called a correction. And if the yoga instructor is watching you carefully and they see that you put your knee this way, your foot this way, your shoulders this way, you've made a correction. Well, a lot of it involves partners. And at one point in this particular class one day, the instructor says, time to partner up. Hold your partner by the hips. Okay. I look and there's a young woman next to me. I'm supposed to hold her hips. We're spiritual. We're not physical beings in yoga class. We're spiritual beings. I'm supposed to hold her hips. I hold her hips. And I realize I am holding the hips of the actress Diane Lane. Diane Lane is one of the most insanely beautiful women who ever lived. And now, my responsibility, my job, my fiduciary responsibility to the universe, to the spiritual growth of mankind, is to hold Diane Lane's hips. I'm supposed to stand behind Diane and hold her hips. And when I was done doing that, holding her in position, Diane looked at me and said, thank you. And then we moved on. Well, it turns out that there are yoga instructors whom students believe have been holding their hips inappropriately, have been touching them inappropriately. And it seems to be quite a problem. Multiple articles have been written in very serious publications over the past few months about yoga instructors, legendary yoga instructors, allegedly touching people in the wrong way. For example, touching their heart chakra, and it turns out that they touch their breast a little bit. And touching their crotch chakra, and it turns out that they were touching their genitals a little bit. And that this was not okay. The students in these classes did not feel that this was appropriate. All right. I know how to deal with that. The way you deal with that is you look at the instructor and say, don't do that again. Or you look at the instructor and say, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable in your class, I'm leaving now, and you leave. Or the way to deal with that is you look at the instructor and say, that is not an adjustment. I'm going to leave now and let everybody know what you're doing here. Or, if you consider it assault, say, for example, as some of the articles said, the instructor's put their fingers in appropriate places that were profound, you call the police because it's assault. That's what you do. And yet in article after article, including one today in the New York Times, called the dark side of yoga, the dark side of yoga, it turns out that people went back to these classes over and over and over again. And over again, these yoga instructors, peddlers of spirituality and scented candles and very overpriced mats, they kept going back to these instructors and were amazed that the instructors continued to behave in an inappropriate way. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Yes, I am live. This is not a best of dead houseplant. I am alive. And that means you and I get to talk about this purge across the nation of inappropriate handling of yoga students by yoga instructors. My God, this is unbelievable how this could go on. In some of these publications, the horror is that these are very long, painful articles about people saying they were handled inappropriately by their yoga instructor. What happens when you're handled inappropriately by a yoga instructor is this. You stand up and you leave. And why are you leaving? Because you have molested me. You have touched me inappropriately. And I may call the police. And then if it was serious, you call the police. Go to the police. It's assault. It's assault. I don't understand this. I believe in this thing called personal responsibility. I'm not talking about it the way your father talked about it. You know, get out of here and get a job. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the insanity of going back to an abusive relationship. And if your yoga instructor, God forbid, has lit the candle, dimmed the lights, and missed your chakra, and instead found your breast, you get up and leave. Now, here's the thing. If you take yoga and you want to do certain positions, you need help. I needed help. I needed the yoga instructor to move my knee, to move my shoulders, to move my angle, to get to the right position. And you know what? It wasn't easy to get the instructor to do that. Instructors didn't really want to do it. They wanted us to figure it out on our own in most situations. I was really hoping for the help. It was hard to get. They didn't want to do it. But my experience is that if you're in a situation that is physically uncomfortable, you get up and you leave. You don't go back. That's what puzzles me. It's the going back that always puzzles me. Like, really? Why'd you go back there? That's how I feel. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. Coming up, you and I are going to talk as Midnight Misfits, where we don't fit in. We just don't fit in. If you have what I'd love is to see a photo of what you're looking at. Take a snap, a Sterling snap of what you're looking at right now, and email it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. And I'll post it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page pretty soon. Like, pretty soon. And then if you want to send me an email, every email gets answered, waltermsterling@gmail.com. This is a very big show, a big network show, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? Winter cold and snow for the northern tier of states east of the Rockies. In fact, draw a line, a big arc, from eastern Montana down to Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, including Chicago, and across the southern Great Lakes up the St. Lawrence Seaway, northern New England. That giant arc represents the next leading edge of Arctic cold for tomorrow. Behind that, numerous record cold temperatures. Nothing we can't handle, but maybe not expected 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. Along that arc, rain changing to accumulating snow. And many have already had their first snowfall, but for many others, this will be the first of the new winter season. And that scares me to death. Oh, I remember driving in snow, no problem. Don't do that. And ahead of that arc, more rain, some areas of stronger thunderstorms, with the cold air pressing southward all day long on gusty winds. How far south? Texas coast later tomorrow night, and farther north, pushing into the big cities in the northeast. Yep, that's a lot of people that are going to be fighting the cold. Conversely, warm and dry out west. Potential bad news for our firefighters again later this week. Lots of haze for tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. This is Public Radio's Election Special. We have team coverage of election night around the country from stations that have paid their public radio network dues. First to Enid, Oklahoma, and blind coverage from Jim Sparky O'Toole.
In Enid, the polling location is in America's last video store. Imagine, people used to come to a store, pick up a videotape, take it home, forget to watch it, and then forget to bring it back, and have their credit destroyed with penalty late fees. Then those fees were used to build a hockey stadium in Miami. No, really. For commentary on videotape late fees, we explore the back paths of Morocco with a native person.
This edition of The Usual Edition is funded by the United Farming Workers, and by HR departments across America, and by corporate lawyers who are right now holding a convention to make your world smaller and smaller. Don't Call Me Mary, and by gentle listeners who are confused like you.
Our election coverage continues with our stereotypical amusing coverage of the polling place that serves one registered voter. Public Radio loves this sort of side-glance award winner.
Hi! Welcome. I'm Mira, and today we're going to talk about voter registration. Are you feeling the burn? We certainly are. And we want to talk about registering new voters today and helping other people update their information. Why is it important to register people to vote? Well, first of all, Bernie polls amazingly well with young people, and young new voters are a target for us right now. We want to make sure we register as many new voters as possible. That includes people like college freshmen, away from home and at school, people in community colleges, seniors in high school who will be turning 18 by election day, and anybody else who maybe hasn't registered to vote before of any age that is ready to engage with democracy because Bernie Sanders is motivating them.
Forgive me, that's the wrong report, but it's the only one in our public radio files. Sigh. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Rachel. It's 11 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Why should you call? Don't give out the phone number, Walter, unless you give them a reason to call. And here's the reason to call. I'd like to know why you would like to get out of having to do family obligations this holiday season. They talk about, you know, the holidays are hard, Thanksgiving and Christmas are hard holidays. No, they're not. The hard holiday is the July 4th, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Those are the tough holidays because those you have to be invited to. You have to be invited to the country club, the swimming pool, somebody's backyard, somebody's barbecue, the beach. You don't want to be a single person on the beach. It's creepy. Even if you're a woman, it's still creepy. But these holidays, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, you just have to walk outside, go to the mall, go to the airport, and you can participate in the holiday. You go to a church, you go to a synagogue, the big mall, you can participate in the holiday. By the way, let me give you these two quick tips about the holidays. One, right now, go to Walmart now or tomorrow and get the wrapping paper. Not to save money, but because then you'll have all the choice and you won't have to, 2 days before Christmas, the day before Christmas, go to the empty gift wrapping bins where only all black paper or craft paper is available, and then decide to announce to everybody that you're creative. No, you're just lazy. Go buy it now. And the other thing is, the second the Christmas tree stands appear, you go and you buy your Christmas tree if you have a place outdoors to store it. And you're thinking, we don't have a house, I don't have a backyard. You may have a friend who does. This way, again, what's the deal? You get the pick of the best Christmas trees right now. What's the difference between them standing outside in your backyard versus standing outside on the lot at the church parking lot or the school parking lot? What's the difference? There is no difference, except you can keep track of it. You make sure. And don't say, well, I'll buy it, they'll tag it, and then I'll come pick it up later. No, that isn't what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to pick a great tree, and they'll tag it, and you'll say, I'll come and pick it up, and then you'll go pick it up 2 days before Christmas, and it'll look a little different. It doesn't look exactly the same, and it won't be because they sold it twice. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about why you would like a free pass to get out of the holidays, why you would love to get a pass from Sterling on Sunday that says you don't have to go to Thanksgiving with your relatives, you don't have to go to Christmas with your relatives, you don't have to do any of those things that your in-laws want you to do. That's what I said. I'm going to send you a free pass to get out of all of that stuff just by calling in and telling me why you think you deserve a free pass to not have to hang out with your relatives this holiday season. We will mail it to you. It's a real thing. It's not imaginary. It's not digital. It's on paper. Actually on paper. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Here's the phone number. Let's put it in our phones together. Are you ready? 866-569-4711. No, let's put it in the phone together. Oh, by the way, don't call it. 866-569-4711. When an announcer says, it's time to, here's your phone number, call immediately. No, I don't want you to call it. Don't call that number. Put it in your phone. We're going to call it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but not right now. Not right now. I'll tell you why in just seconds. You have a mortgage. Probably at this time of night, you're a little worried about that mortgage. Am I going to make the payment? Again, why did I agree to that mortgage? It's a little too much. Man, that mortgage is a killer. Well, odds are you could get a better mortgage right now, because 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, you made a great deal for that mortgage. But interest rates have gone down. Overall expenses of mortgages have gone down. And why not take advantage of that? You could pick up $500, $1,000, maybe even more than that every month in a lower mortgage rate. Where? From American Financing. American Financing is a mortgage banker. That's what they specialize in. That's it. They know the market. They know the best mortgages. Then they carry every type of mortgage. Long, 10-minute phone call. Call the number I gave you at your convenience and talk to a mortgage professional, not somebody trying to sell you a new mortgage. The person you're going to talk to is salaried. Whether you take a new mortgage or not, they get paid the same. They're not some sleazy commission salesman. They're not selling jewelry on the street. No, these are mortgage experts, professionals. They'll go over your situation, the deal with your current mortgage, your house, and come up with a plan for you that makes sense. And then you can decide if it's right for you or not. Professionals. And they carry every type of mortgage, whatever type of mortgage you want. But here's the thing that caught my attention. Here's what I think is the best thing about an American financing mortgage. You don't have to restart your mortgage. You do not have to restart your mortgage. You can get a new mortgage without restarting your mortgage. Lower interest, lower terms, much better deal. Call them, not now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Call them at 866-569-4711. 866-569-4711. Why not get the information? Just get the information to see how much your mortgage could go down. Imagine not having to spend as much money on your mortgage each month. Wouldn't that be great? Don't you deserve that? Of course you do. That's American Financing. 866-569-4711. American Financing, NMLS, 182334.mlsconsumeraccess.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sterling on Sunday, on a Sunday night. We're live going into the third shift. This is the best time of day to work, isn't it? Because you and I just do our job. We go to work, and then we go home. We do our job. People during the day, they're very, very busy worrying about other things, like HR. And they're worried about HR. And then they worry about meetings. And they worry about their business plan. You know, we have to stick within the plan. Or they say really stupid things like, stay in your lane. I have spent my life and my career, I don't even know where the lanes are. I have no idea where they are. It's a mystery to me where the lanes are. And that's why you and I get along. Because if you were normal, you'd be working at noon. But we're not normal. You'd be listening to somebody scream at the Democrats if we were normal. But we're not. I find it difficult, challenging, to be with my relatives at Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I find it tough. And therefore, I wish all my life somebody on the radio had said, you know what? If it's a pain in the neck for you to go home to your relatives, I will send you a pass. You show them this pass and they'll understand that you don't have to be with them. We all forget that once you're over the age of 18, we're all volunteers. If you have trouble with your family, you don't have to be home. There's no reason for you to be home. There's no law that says you have to go home. Your mother may be saying it. Some relative might be saying it, but you really don't have to do it. There's no law. Once you're over 18, you're a volunteer. I will give you a pass, a paper pass, that you can show anybody that gives you permission to not deal with the relatives this holiday season. Call me, tell me your story, we'll send you the pass. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Welcome, Tony, listening on WSB in Atlanta. Hi, Tony.
Walter, and a pleasure as
Tony,
always.
Hi.
I have got to tell you, for many, many years,
yes,
I just recently turned 64, but for probably the last 10 years, I have dreaded any sort of holiday where I have to invite my alleged adult boys and their significant others to my house. I want to pass. I'm done. I don't want a Christmas tree anymore. I don't want to have to make a turkey. I'll make a turkey for me and my wife. But there always seems to be drama in a bad way when the two alleged boys come over with their significant others. So I need the official pass.
I will give you the official pass, but I want to ask you a couple questions. May I?
Sure.
All right. Is the drama between you and the boys or between your boys and their wives?
Oh, it's all-encompassing.
And is it focused on your behavior? They're not happy with you?
Oh, most of the time they're not happy. Let me put it to you in percentages. 70% is against me, 30% against my wife.
And is your wife their mother?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a theme to their list of crimes that you've committed? Is there a theme to your crimes?
Yes, the theme is this. Life sucks. You pay taxes, then you die. I can't stand anything. And all they do is come over and vent. Like Linda and myself, my wife, we are like psychotherapists through the entire dinner. We make this lavish, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, any holiday dinner, and they just come in and they just basically, you know, bring the room down to, you know, that doom mode.
Well, I certainly think you have earned the pass, the Sterling on Sunday pass. In just a second, I'm going to let you give James the your address. But first, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Oh, sure, why not?
And if you guess it correctly, you win a box of snacks for the vending machine for the third shift and a prize announcement.
The question is, I think we're in a race against time. And I think that the question is, can we hold the line long enough until the younger people get there? I'm not sure that we can. I have no assurances.
All right, Tony in Atlanta, who do you think that is?
Sounds to me a little bit like Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it's not, but I appreciate it. Hold on for James to get your address, and we will send you a pass that will enable you to get out of having to deal with your relatives this weekend during the holidays. Is there another talk show in America that provides a service like this? No. No, they're all very interested in themselves and their Zoomeisters and the Democratic Committee and all that crap. I know that from now until New Year's, all you really care about is, do you have to spend time with your relatives? Are you going to be stuck with your relatives again? It's a very interesting phenomenon. I don't think most men in their marriages. I don't think most men in their marriages say to their wives, you know, we should have a holiday. We should have a holiday and invite over my brother and my parents. No, that isn't usually how it goes. It's usually, that the wife in the marriage says, we need to go to my mother's. We need to invite my sister over. The thing I have learned about being married is that my sister-in-law controls my marriage. My sister-in-law decides where we're going on holidays, where we're going on vacation, who's going to be there, and the most fascinating part of all is whether or not I have behaved appropriately. And the dumbest thing that I see families do, and our family did it, and I thought it was stupid, when all of us had newborns, no matter, you know, these kids were 1-2 months old. No matter what, we're going to grandma's. We're going to grandma's. 9-hour drive to grandma's when the kids were 1 month old. It was insane. I'll tell you what, could we just wait until they're 2 before we have to go to grandma's? A 9-hour drive, or to deal with the airport, to deal with security at the airport. Could we just not have to do it until they're 2? Could we make a general rule that we don't have to do it till they're 2 years old? I see these newborn kids on the airplanes. It is cruel. It is cruel to put a newborn on an airplane with those disgusting germs. The air in the airplane, you're going to get sick. You go on an airplane, you're going to get a respiratory illness, guaranteed. But you put a little newborn on that airplane, he is going to be really sick after that flight. For what? So that a bunch of old fat people can go, oh, he's so cute. Oh, it's such an adorable child. That's what you want to put your kid through? And then you're worried about inoculations? Let me help you here. There's no greater risk to their health than putting them on an airline. With all those people wheezing and coughing next to you, it used to be a vaguely pleasant experience. I was at the airport this week. Oh, my God. It's a horrible experience. It's a horrible experience. Guy in front of me on the plane threw up. Imagine that. A guy, he was in front of me and he threw up. I had to sit there with him in front of me. Therefore, I believe you have earned the right to not have to go to see your relatives at the holidays. And I will send you by mail a real paper pass that gets you out of it. All you have to do is call me and say, this is why I need to get out of it. I don't want to see my relatives this holiday. I don't want to have to travel. I don't want to have to go see my relatives. But I need to know why you don't want to see your relatives. Because you see, it is in the why you don't want to see your relatives that we have ready for entertaining radio. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Have you ever seen this Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter? Have you ever seen Cindy Crawford's daughter? Believe it or not, well, she's 18. But believe it or not, she's more beautiful than Cindy Crawford.
I'm Kaia, and this is What's in My Bag. I think my bag says I like to keep it pretty simple. I can't have that many things with me, or they'll go missing, always. First thing.
She's dating this Pete Davidson, this guy from Saturday Night Live. Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, is dating Pete Davidson.
This is going to be a special Mother's Day for me because this year she's not just my mom, but she's also my roommate.
Oh, wow, that's great. So you're living with your mom?
We don't have to say it like I'm a loser. I mean, like, I know what people think. You know, they see you on TV and magazines and stuff, and they think, wow, that guy must have his own place, you know?
Pete Davidson, who has dated Kate Beckinsale, and Ariana Grande, is like the ugliest guy I've ever seen. He has bad tattoos, and I don't think they're any good tattoos. He uses strange hair dye in his hair. I don't get it. Please explain to me why women are attracted to a guy like Pete Davidson. Before he had the strange tattoos and dyed his hair strange and was living with his mother, maybe, you know, he's on Saturday Night Live. Okay, I get it. But man alive, how does he get Kaia Gerber at the age of 18? How does that happen? Somebody that ugly. All right, I want to see your snap of what you're looking at, a Sterling snap. Send me a picture of what you're looking at right now to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. We'll post it on Facebook, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Coming up, I'll have a secret message for Midnight Misfits, Sterling on Sunday.
Going back to the mid-70s this week on Heartland Headlines, a tribute to WMAD, Madison, Wisconsin.
WMAD News.
Heartland Headlines news for Sunday, November 10th. James Copeland reporting. A change at a Kansas City coffee bar is, for some reason, making news. Aptly named Oddly Correct Coffee Bar will stop providing single-use to-go cups. According to director Mike Schroeder, they'll be putting the coffee into reusable glass jars and charging an extra buck. He says the joint is making the change for environmental reasons, saying each of the 25 billion paper cups used across the nation each year can take almost 30 years to fully decompose. Interestingly enough, scientists estimate that one glass jar takes about 1 million years to decompose.
Buy a house for the price of a VCR.
Now, you could buy a house for the price of a VCR, at least if you were a county treasurer in Michigan. Former Michigan resident Yuri Raffaelli failed to pay the remaining $8.41 he owed on a house in Southfield, which is roughly 15 miles north of Detroit. That oversight allowed the local county treasurer to foreclose on the house in 2014 and sell it, according to documents before the state Supreme Court this past week. It's allowed thanks to a 1999 Michigan law aimed at reducing blight in the state. Time will tell how both sides settle up in court. And now Heartland Headlines presents...
Headlines of tomorrow.
November 2029, 10 years from now. The annual Christmas music battle is in its first week after the release of this year's banned songs, including Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer for ageism, We Three Kings of Orient Are for cultural appropriation, and White Christmas for the obvious. November 2034, 15 years from now. The Museum of Retail opened today in Chicago, Illinois. Visitors could reenact the golden days while pushing shopping carts and punching cash registers. The museum's docents were not the most friendly or knowledgeable, but everything did make a lot more sense when someone discovered that the building was, in fact, a long-forgotten Sears. That's Headlines of the Future here on Heartland Headlines. Questions or comments, you can always email heartlandheadlines@gmail.com. From Wichita, Kansas, I'm James Copeland.
On the ball with WMAD.
All right, it's Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday, live at 39 past the hour. This isn't a best of dead plant. This is a real show. You and I get to participate in real time. Real time. Joe in Atlantic City, welcome to 888-688-9258. Hi, Joe.
Well, thank you, Walter. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, very exciting to be with you.
Yeah, I think I know that answer.
To what?
To the mystery voice.
Well, let's listen to the mystery voice.
The question is, I think we're in a race against time, and I think that the question is, can we hold the line long enough until the younger people get there? I'm not sure that we can. I have no assurances.
Hey, Joe, turn off your radio.
It's not on, sir.
Some weird problem. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I'm on a landline.
Landline? God bless you. God bless you. You're the last man in America on a landline.
I know.
Who do you think that is, Joe?
They'll have to pry it out of my dead hands, okay? I love my landline.
I agree with you.
Bill Mayer.
Who?
Bill Mayer, M-A-H-E-R.
I don't know who that is, but I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What is it? 40 past the hour, 40 past the hour. I was about to do something very deep and profound. Let me find deep and profound. Where is it? Yeah, so this. All right, you're driving an 18-wheeler, and I've heard of 5 gears, 6 gears, 7 gears. I've never heard of this.
I thought I'd try to show you guys how to shift an 18-speed transmission. Do a little bit of explanation, because a lot of people, there's 18 gears in there. How in the world could you keep track of everything? It's really not as hard as you think. It's kind of harder to master, I guess. It's kind of like shooting pool. It's easy to understand, but it's hard to get good at. Does that make sense? So, all right. What we have is an 18-speed Eaton Fuller transmission. Okay, it's the biggest transmission that they make now, as far as number of gears, 18-speed gears. They make an 18-speed, they make a 15-speed, they make a 13-speed, a 10-speed, a 9-speed, and I don't know down below that. That's the lowest that I know. It was 9. I think they used to make an 8 and a 7, but not anymore. So anyway, we got 9, 10, 13, 15, and 18.
You're driving a truck. Would you please tell me what you need 18 gears for? Why do they need that? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Why would you need 18 gears? What would the benefit of that be? Is that like when you're driving a flatbed that has steel girders on the back, when you're going up the hill with steel girders? It's a mystery to me. What would you need 18 gears for? There, I coughed on the air. Shocking, I know. Here's my number, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice to win a prize announcement. Plus, you'd win a box of snacks for that box that the vending machine they never fill. Box of snacks for the vending machine they never fill. And you get a chance to win a prize announcement. We have it's a robust list of gifts I have for
now,
you.
Now, everyone is excited. It's time for the secret Midnight Misfit decoder message. Listen and decode this on your Midnight Misfit decoder card.
What do they need 18 gears for? What's the point of that? All right. Here's the secret message. The number 5. The number 4, the number 9, and the letter S. 5, 4, 9, S.
Get your Midnight Misfit decoder card for free right now at the website waltermsterling.com. and listen again for this mysterious music.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, live with you in your truck, your 18-gear truck. This is Sterling on Sunday. Okay, wouldn't it be great if the post office was in your office, on your desk? Now it can be with Stamps.com. Everything you do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Buy stamps for 5 cents off. Get priority mail for up to 40% off. Every single thing you do at the post office, now you can finally do at Stamps.com. That means that if you're working the third shift, you got a home business, instead of having to go to the post office, all you have to do is go online to Stamps.com. There's a special offer for Sterling on Sunday people. Yes, Sterling on Sunday people. Go to Stamps.com, Stamps.com, promo code Walter. Subscribe. No long commitments, no fancy contracts. It's just a tremendous service and saves you the trouble of going to the post office. Now the post office is your office. Stamps.com, promo code Walter.
Doesn't fit in? That's why Sterling on Sunday is successful.
I love forhymns.com/Walter. forhymns.com/Walter. For Hymns is a website of products for men, just for men. Hand and body lotion that smells fantastic and works on a man's skin. Plus, they have hair products that'll help refurbish your hair. And when all of that happens, you want to go on a date, or you want to make love to your wife or significant other. Finally, you can on demand with the little blue pill. Too expensive? No more. Now it's a generic drug. How do you get it? You get it at forhymns.com/Walter. forhymns.com/Walter. You can try Hymns today by starting out for a free online visit. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm a radio station market manager. Working a curbside pickup was too stressful. You never know when you might have to stand up. This is the right job. Now, you want me to take off a show the network is cramming down in order to air Sterling on Sunday? Sterling on Sunday? Well, who else airs Sterling on Sunday? That's what I need to know.
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Spike Eskin at WPHT Philadelphia. What else do you need to know?
All right, Dell in Little Rock, listening on KARN. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Walter?
Dell, it's great to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to be on the show. Love your show. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thanks, Dell.
Yes, sir. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and personally, I drive a 13-speed, but I have driven 18-speeds in the past, and it's mostly, like you were talking about, a lot of guys that run heavy haul, you know, pulling large equipment, things like that. But it also has to do with the horsepower factor of your engine. You got a large capacity horsepower, like 600 Detroit or something like that. You need a bigger transmission, and all the gears are on the low end, where you need the low end pulling power. So,
what is it about your job that you wish more people understood?
I really wish they understood that we are regular working people like everybody else. I think there's a misconception among the general public that it's more of a like a Smokey and the Bandit or BJ and the Bear type thing for us. And while there are a lot of truck drivers, it is their culture and their life, and it's a part of my culture and my life as well. But for the most part, I'm a working guy. This is what I do for a living. It's my chosen occupation. I love it. I love to drive. I love to be around new people. And, you know, like I say, we're no different from anybody else. You know, we live in, you know, regular homes like everybody else and have families, you know. Just, you know, good old hardworking Joes.
In your license, when you get the commercial A license, there's no extra training for more gears. Like, you've learned everything you need to know with that license to drive 9 gears or 18 gears. Is that right?
That's correct. What typically people get into is they go to a school. They when they go to that school, some of them are usually 6 to 8 weeks, something like that, where they typically just focus on teaching you the basics as far as what you'll need to pass the test to get your license. So you might be in training in school with a, say, a 10-speed. And a lot of schools do that, just a straight 10. There's no, you don't have to split any gears or anything like that. And they, you know, that way it's a little simpler. That, learning how to use a 18, 13, that's OJT. And you pick that up a lot. Most companies that hire trainees, they require you to go with an experienced driver for, you know, a period of time. Some of them are different. Some are a couple of months. Some maybe even longer. But in order to learn that particular piece of equipment.
That's really interesting. What's OJT?
Oh, just on-the-job training.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should know that.
But you know, so much of this job is every day it's a new experience. You know, you would think that just driving, you know, it'd be pretty mundane, but weather, traffic, just different experiences you get into, different ways of managing your rig to its best performance. Because really, every truck driver, even if they're a company driver, you're basically operating a small business. You know, you're trying to make that truck make money for your boss or for yourself, you know, and it's a challenging job. I guess that's why I like it.
The way you are screwed the most, by the way, in my opinion, is I don't believe there should be any tolls on any road, but the tolls they get from truckers is obscene. To go from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh is almost $1,000 for a trucker, and what they charge trucks is obscene.
Oh yes, yes, I agree. But you know, we get that on so many levels. You know, that's like we pay a higher rate of fuel tax at the pump, but we also have to pay our companies, or us as owner-operators, have to pay an IFTA tax for the states that we run in. So whatever states that you run in, you also pay an additional tax, a road use tax, might as well call it, on top of that. You know, and I mean, it's really a heavily regulated industry, you know, especially with the electronic logging devices now.
What are those?
Well, now they passed the mandate this last year, 2018, it was mandatory that all trucks have a device that measures your time. It's actually plugged into the computer, the CPU in your truck, the brain of your truck.
Right.
And it's plugged into that. And it literally measures your time, and you have a 14-hour work period. That's all the time you have for that day. That's if you're loading, unloading, whatever you're doing, you have 14 hours, and you have 11 hours of driving time. You know, which is understanding. And you have a 10-hour break, a mandatory 10-hour break that you have to take, but rather than logging it on paper like we did for 50 years, now it's all done by a computer through the truck. That way it can't be altered in any way.
Well, the problem with it, and thank you very much for your call. Hold on, I'm going to get your information. We're going to send you a pass to get you out of the holidays and to send you a gift, because I really appreciate the call. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the electronic measuring of your brakes is you could be stuck in the middle of the city at 8 in the morning and not be able to get out because you have to take a 10-hour break. Just trying to find a place to park that truck at 8 in the morning in the middle of a city is a hell of a challenge. Thank you for listening to my show. It's very flattering whenever an 18-wheeler listens to the show. It means a lot to me because it's just us. We're alone in the truck. You have many options. You have really boring satellite radio. You have CB radio that was a lot more interesting in its day. And then there's me. So thank you very much. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Here's the deal. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. You go to Walter M. Sterling or the Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, and you know what? Every photo that you sent me tonight, I got some great pictures, like from Greg Downing. Thank you very much. Every single picture that we got tonight will be up on the Facebook page. I love to see what you're looking at when I'm talking. You know, when I'm talking, I like to see what you're looking at. And it's a time of year when you may want to get out of having to deal with your relatives. And if that's the case, I will send you a pass to get out of dealing with your relatives. But it might also be the right time to make amends. It just might be the right time to go, you know what? I will be the bigger person. And I will make the amends, not the apology. Anybody can say I'm sorry. Hallmark can say I'm sorry. But to make an amends. Sterling, on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday.
All right. Right. Stay bright.